Okay, good morning, everyone. So, by way of introduction, of course, the objective of today's shiur is not to give a halacha l'maisa as to which shaver is mutter, which shaver is not. I'm merely just trying to present the two different sides of the argument.
Or if any shavers are.
You can speak to Rabbi Singer about it. He actually just told me yesterday, Rabbi Singer just told me yesterday, there's a tzemach tzedek that says that you're not allowed to shave because it's leisulbash. You're not allowed to shave. So he said that when he was a frish younger man, when he was just got married, he decided that's it. He's done shaving, he's growing a beard. So someone approached him, Mechayim Berlin, and says, it's nish the minik for nun zermakim. Is that true? That's what he says. Nish the minik. It's not the minik for a younger man to grow a beard out. So he said, I didn't know. Okay, fine, if he says it. So he said, I'll ask Rosh Shiva. So he went over to the Rosh Shiva. And he said he called the Rosh Shiva going up the stairs to his office. I have no idea. I'm just telling you what the words that he told me. I'm sure you can. So he said he was walking up the stairs to the office. And he said that someone told me that the mice is not the minig of Chaim Berlin for a young man to grow his beard out. He says, ain't if one unto a younger light? He's like one of our younger light in our coil? So he said, yeah. He said, what's his name? No. He said, I'm not telling you. No, what's his name? I'm not telling you. I said, what's his name? I'm not telling you. So he said, you can tell him over my name. It's given a shite. That's what he said. He said, you can tell him that. He says, it's not true. He's like, it was a hara shah and whatever. But putting the tzemach tzedek aside, most of the paiskim don't seem to be worried very much with the tzemach tzedek's taina. You just missed the story. Here comes the baldavar alein. I just said over the story.
But he said the name of the baldavar.
By the way, that guy didn't grow a beard. I asked him. He said even after
he just didn't grow a
beard. Okay. So, there's a very famous dispute between the Chafetz Chaim. Already it started almost a century ago. It's a debate that's been going on for a long time about electric shavers. It started already in Europe, predates to Europe. The Chafetz Chaim and Reb Chaim Meiser, it's famous, very famous, that they had a dispute. Chafetz Chaim said that one's not allowed to use electric shavers. Chaim Meiser seemed to be of the opinion that one is allowed to use electric shavers. And obviously, as technology develops, the question gets more and more complex. But we'll try and represent the two sides as best as we could. And again, in regards to your own personal shaver, you should speak to your local Orthodox rabbi. And if he's not Orthodox, you could just use a razor, so don't bother. The Mishnah in Makis tells us as follows. The Mishnah says that Hamashkes pay ziknai by surgery the achaz hames chayv. Someone who cuts to isur deraisa, one who cuts his beard. There's five different points on the beard. On the page, there's actually just there's Peis HaRosh and Peis HaZaken. Peis HaRosh is on the head. Peis HaZaken is the beard. Today's discussion is strictly focusing on the beard. I'm not getting involved in the head. But the Mishnah tells us that Mashkas Peis Ziknai is Chayev. He's over an Isur Deraisa. And the Mishnah tells us to say that if he does his whole beard, he's over five different lavin. Because there's five different Peis and he's over a lavin on each and every Peis that he shaves. The Mishnah says that he's Chayev. Right? It says, HaZaken Shtayim Mekam Shtayim Mekam Achas Melamata. Then the Rabbanit, the Chacham hold that you're chayev on all five. Then the Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says, Eina chayev, this is the Tanakhama the Mishnah is saying, one is not does not violate this issue of taking his beard off, ad sheet lenu betar, until he takes it off with a razor. That's the sheet of the Chacham. Rabbi Eliezer says, Afilu liktu bemilkat oy biriatni chayev. Even if you take it off with these things, I'll just tell you, the word our school used was planes. I have no idea what they are. They're apparently some sort of razor type object that you could have, has the capability of shaving hair. The Rabbanan are of the opinion that one is not chayv, which we'll see momentarily why, and Rabbi Eliezer holds you are. Now the Gemara, Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, in Makis, basically establishes that there's a two-point criteria on what you need in order to violate shaving minatayr. The Gemara brings what seems to be inconsistency with the terminology used in the verbiage in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, in regards to the Kaihanim, the Pasuk says, Upaz zikanam lo yigalechu. It says that the kahanim upas the kahanim. It says that their beard like galichu. You're not allowed to shave it, right? The galichu just means shave. That's the typical word that we find in the Torah. Then, when it comes to the lav that the pasuk talks about non kahanim by regular Yisrael, it says loy sashkes pas the kahanim. One shouldn't destroy. Literally, sashkes means destroy pas the kahanim. So the Gemara, using these two, the Gemara is bothered by what's this inconsistency, and the Gemara basically says as follows. The Gemara says that had the Torah only said the word giluach, right, one would have thought that any form of shaving would have been usur, including if a guy uses scissors, right? So the Gemara says, the Torah therefore says, loy sashkes. Sashkes means it has to be a form of shaving, but it has to be a shaving that destroys. Now, what destroys? So, What? Underneath the skin, a razor, for example. Right? This is what the Gemara is going to establish in 1 second. So the Gemara is saying scissors don't destroy because they don't go deep enough. That's a little bit controversial what I just said, but they don't go deep enough, right? For the time being, we'll go with that. Then the Gemara says that's lo yigalechu. Then the Gemara says, but if it would have just said, so that's why we have loisashchis, I'm sorry. But if it would have just said loisashchis, destroy, you would have thought that even things which aren't conventional ways of shaving would also be included in the Isser, right? They would also be included with the Isser, and therefore, anyone who shaves with any sorm, any form of way that takes removes the hair at a deep part, at a, in a deep place would be a violation. Kamashu on the pasuk giluach, that it needs to be a normal, conventional way of shaving. So basically, there's a two-point. The Gemara says, now what is this? The Gemara says it's a two-point criteria. It has to be something which is a conventional way of shaving, and it has to destroy. How do you say, Oimer Zetar? The Gemara says, you know what the example of that is? Razor. Again, what I just said is a little bit up for a debate. Right now, we're just going to try to... We're just trying to give the parameters, and then we're going to fit see how a shaver fits within... Oh, so the Gemara says, what does Rabbi Eliezer do? So now, the Gemara basically says, so therefore, scissors are permitted, because scissors, although they're conventional, but they don't destroy. And then these plain type things, I don't know what they are, that Rabbi Eliezer, these Likud and Riatni, which do have the capability of destroying, but they're not conventional, and therefore they're also, they're right, they as well are permitted. That's what the Gemara says. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara goes on to say, is that he holds that those are considered conventional as well. That's why he holds that they're also. But the Gemara established for us a two-point criteria. Number one, it has to be normal. Number two, it has to destroy. Now, there's really a third level, which the Gemara fails to really discuss in regards to beards. Now, the Gemara does discuss this concept in other places in regards to the head, and that is what they call, what was referred to in Chazal, as misparayim ke'ein tar, which is like an in-between diagram. It's scissors, but it cuts closer than the average scissor. Right now, again, I'm leaving it very ambiguous at this point, because this is really going to be the subject of the debate to define exactly what these different criteria are. But either way, everyone agrees that this is a middle darga. You have misparayim, you have regular scissors, which don't seem to cut too very close. You have misparayim ke'ein tar, which means that it's scissors, right? It cuts in a scissor fashion. It's not like a blade. It's cutting in a scissor fashion, but it gets even closer than the average scissor. And then you have a third darga of a tar of a razor. Right, that is where it completely removes the whole thing. So now, in regards to the halacha, misparayim ke'ein tar, which is really going to be pretty much the focus of today, what is this misparayim ke'ein tar? What is the halacha? So just as a starter, the Ritva says right off on the Mishnah, he says that the halacha is, we pass him like the Rabbanan, it's a two-point criteria, and he says, v'chein hilchasa u'mishur sadin, and he says, al pi the halacha itself, kol shu misparayim afilu ke'ein tar mutar. As long as it fits the criteria of scissors, which has to be defined, right? Even if it's cane tire, even if it seems to be closer than the average scissor, it's still mutter. That's what he says. Avo, he writes, midas chasidim shloi lasas kemen echshad arayim. There's a midas of chasidis for one to refrain from using misparayim cane tire, to using this middle level. Why? Because it has a maris ayin as if he used the razor, and therefore, v'chein roi lasas, he says, one should refrain from using. But strictly following strict halacha, the Gemara says that the Ritva says that misparayim cane tire is mutter. And really, most of the Rishonim go this way. There is a Rambam who says as follows. I'll read to you. Whereas the Rambam says, he's talking about, again, shaving. He says, one, it does not violate the Issur Torah unless he shaves with a razor. Because the Pasuk says, don't destroy it. Which Chazal learned means it has to be conventional and it has to be destroyed. Lefikach. He says, therefore, if gilach zikna b'misparayim, someone who cuts his beard with scissors, that's all he says, putter is putter. So the Minchas Chinuch jumps on the Rambam's back right away, and the Minchas Chinuch says, putter. The Gemara says that using scissors, the conventional scissors, that's all he says, is mutter l'chatchila. So why is the Rambam only saying putter? Putter would seem to insinuate that it's putter, but one should refrain from doing it. It's not a violation, it's not Torah, it's not Minat Torah, it's not Dariraisa, but it's the Rabbanon. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, he says, Nir Mitzvarov, it seems that the Rambam is saying, Davka Pater Aval Asal Asis King. You're Pater, but it's forbidden to do it. Ve'efshir Shia Inim B'Megaleich B'Misparayim Ke'en Tar. Right? He says that it must be that the Rambam is referring to Misparayim Ke'en Tar. That means he's not referring to the conventional scissors, because that, the Gemara tells you, is permitted. So it must be, he says, that the Rambam is talking about Misparayim Ke'en Tar, which means that it's the middle target, it's that middle level where it's Misparayim, but it's a little deeper. That's an Asim Midrabbanan. Now, he doesn't say why. He just says that. He just says. Now, I just want to point out from the onset, right? When you read the Gemara seems to be saying you need a two-point, there's a two-point criteria. It has to be normal and it has to destroy. If you have something which is normal and destroys, I would have told you that it's chayim min ha-Torah. I'm just pointing out that you see that even in worst case scenario, according to the Michas Chinuch, it's not a violation of Issa min ha-Torah, Mispraim Kentar. He just says it's asmi d'rabbanan, right? Which is going to need a little, right? Which already leads us to understand that Mispraim Kentar is like a little bit of a new, needs a little bit new of a little bit more of a clarification. Okay, anyways, that's the Michas Chinuch's approach to the Rambam. Now, the Beis Yosef, the Michas Chinuch, the Gaon and Shulchan Aruch, they basically all throw out the Michas Chinuch, and they say, not the, the Chinuch, I'm sorry, and they say that absolutely is not the Rambam's opinion. How do they know that? Because in regards to the Rambam, in regards to Pes HaRosh, right? It's not the focus of today, but in regards to Pes HaRosh, which is talking about over here, the Rambam says over there, there's a slew of Rishonim that hold is stricter than the parameters of the beard. And they hold, some of them hold you can't even use scissors, some of them hold you can't use Mispraim Kain Tar. They hold that it's very, very chomer. Yet with the Rambam, when it comes to Pes HaRosh, the Rambam paskins that one is allowed to use Mispraim Kain Tar. One, he holds you're allowed to use that middle dagger for the Pes HaRosh. So the Beis Yosef, the Vilna Gaon, the Michas Chinuch, they all make a very, very simple calculation. If when coming to Pes HaRosh, which is more chomer, by the way, it's even better than that in Alpi Cheshvan, but I don't want to get, right? If coming to Pes HaRosh is even more chomer, to the point where some Rishonim violate you even using regular scissors. Yet the Rambam holds that what? No, you're allowed to use Mispraim. And not just Mispraim, you're allowed to use Mispraim Kain Tar. You're allowed to use scissors that shave like a razor. So certainly when it comes to the beard, the Rambam, which is for sure more Mako, that's the Gemara, it's for sure more lenient. Certainly the Rambam is going to hold that you need Mispraim Kain Tar. Now, it's even more than that, it's Muchach Minei Ubei, because it's really the same drasha, the Gemara learns it out. But I won't bog you down. But basically, they all throw it out and they say that even the Rambam is going to allow you Mispraim Kain Tar. And the reason why the Rambam used such a vague lashon of putter, even though really it's mutter, they said it's because Sircha Delishna Nakat, right? We just learned that Racha, Sircha Delishna Nakat. That's the way he was talking. He didn't really mean putter. He really meant mutter, and he just used the word putter. Now, how do we pass Kain Alach Lamaisa? At the end of the day, the Shulchan Aruch and Yerideh Kuf Pei Alf brings down that when it comes to beards, he says, Ein Achayv Al Shchashas Pei Azokin, one does not violate shaving, Elo Bitar, unless he uses a razor, Avu Bimisparayim, Mutter, but if you use scissors, it's mutter, Afilu Kein Tar, even if it's Kein Tar, so Mispraim Kein Tar, so you have an explicit Mechaber in Simen Kuf Pei Alf telling you that one is allowed to use a razor straight away.
Scissors
that are Kein Tar. So now, there's one addendum. The Ramah, and the Beis Yosef really quotes this Truma Sadesh, and he, the Ramah quotes the Truma Sadesh, which the Beis Yosef quotes as well. He says, the Truma Sadesh says, which I'm just pointing this out now because I think it'll play a factor at the end. The Truma Sadesh says that when one is using a scissors, he has to be very careful that he only moves the top part of the scissors. So in other words, when you have a scissor, you have two moving parts, the top and the bottom. He says that when one places it against the face, he has to be very particular that only the top moves and not the bottoms. Why? Because if the bottom moves, he said there's going to be a concern that it's going to end up just shaving the hair like a razor without any help from the top. So he says, so, and that would violate the Issur Torah. So he says, so one has to be very careful.
Or the top could hold still and the bottom will move.
What?
Either one?
No. Just the bottom, because it has to be like a razor.
Razor means up, going up.
Yeah, the bottom skin. It's not a scissor action, you think. Oh, you're saying why can't it be the top going down?
Further
from the skin. Right? So this is what the Ramah brings down. So at the end of the day, what do we have? Just to get a clarification on, we have a two-point criteria, and it has to be conventional, it has to destroy. Miss Brian Kain Tar, which is this middle tiger of a scissor, but close cuts closer, everyone pretty much, except for a Chinuch and the Rama, which everyone disputes, everyone says that it's going to be mutter. Now the question is, of course, you have to define what is a scissor, what's the difference between a scissor, what's a razor, and what's Miss Brian Kain Tar, right? This is really where this is where the juice comes in, right? It's close shave, by the way. No, pun intended. Now, what really starts off, it's nothing worse than a planned corny joke. The Chassam Sofer says as follows. The Chassam Sofer really is the basis of almost pretty much all that I saw of the Achronim that deal discussed with electric shavers, the ones that are machmer. He says as follows. He says he's referring to a very interesting shaila. The Noi de Behuda had someone ask him the following question. He wanted to know, the guy had a chop. You're not allowed to shave with a razor, but he wanted to shave with a razor. So he says like this. There's a Mishnah in Nida that's discussing hairs. It's talking discussing the hairs of the Parah Aduma, right? If it has two black hairs, if it's discussing a Nar, once a Gadol reaches of age, they have to have two Sires, they have to have two hairs. And it's talking about Saras. And the Gemara over there gives three different opinions of the size hair that it needs to be to qualify as a hair, right? One of them is that you have to be able to bend the hair down. One of them is, I'm sorry? Yeah, one of them is that you have to bend the hair down. And then there's the dispute between the other two dargas. One of them is either that you have to grab it with your fingers, or one, Chassam Sofer is going to explain in a second, one finger, or you can grab it with scissors. Those are the three different. If it reaches that level, that's considered a hair. And the halacha is, the Gemara Paskins, we go like all of them lechumra. Misafik, we don't know which one it is, at least according to most of the Misafik, we don't know which one is the right one, right shear, so therefore we have to go all of them lechumra. So this shoyal, this guy that asked the nice view of the question, came up with an unbelievable chop. He says, I'm going to take scissors, and I'm going to cut my hair down all the way down to the face. Right? Now it's still there, I guess a little bit, right? It's going to be all there. Now it's going to be less than the smallest shear that it says in the Mishnah. Or at least he thought maybe. So now he wanted to suggest like this. Once it drops below that minimum shear, we'll call it the small shear, if you could grab it with your fingers, he said it's no longer called a hair. It's not a hair anymore. Chazal said, halach, it's not called hair. Now I want to come with a razor and raise the rest off. That was his question. Huh? Not bad, right? This guy's pretty, he's a chacham, right?
What about the
rubbing
till lifting?
Ah, we're getting there. You're trying to jump the gun. So the Noi de Behuda will come back. The Noi de Behuda has his own answer. The Chassam Sofer is addressing this Noi de Behuda. And the Chassam Sofer says, Mamanav Shach. He says he doesn't understand the Shail. He said, Mamanav Shach. He said, if when you cut it with the scissors, it cuts it so low that it's below the level, even the minimum shear that it says in that Mishnah, you can't even grab it with your fingers. He says, so that is tar. He says, that's a razor. And the Gemara says, you can't use a razor. That means it's conventional, and it cuts close. You're out the door, you're chayv midaraisa. And he says, and Elo, are you going to tell me that it doesn't cut so close? He says, well, if it doesn't cut so close, then it's still hair. And if it's still hair, then coming with a razor, you're going to be chayv. So either way, the Chassam Sofer says you're out the window. Doesn't make a difference. If it goes so low that you can't grab it with your fingers, which is the lowest shear, then you violated just merely using scissors, right?
I think that shear was the violation of the Gemara. We never saw the shear was, it was more of, was it Hashkas or not Hashkas?
No, this, what? Chassam Sofer wants to say. Now, what's he say? His lashon is, and these are the key words that almost all the Achronim pick on. He says, "Vani oisiv yin kabbalah." He says, "Im kain hasvara naita dechayolav." He says, in referring to this question, that he says, "Svara, this guy is chayav." Why? Dahari tar like siv bikra. He says the Torah never says you have to use a razor to violate the issur. The Torah never used the word razor, right? Ela loisachris. It says don't destroy, and it left it ambiguous. It's up for you to decide what is sashkis, what qualifies as sashkis or not. So he says, He says, the Torah never says anywhere you have to use a razor. So what is the Chassam Sofer really telling us? The Chassam Sofer really telling us is that the logic behind this three-level criteria, the Gemara that the Poskim mentioned, is all a criteria on length. In other words, misbarayim, when a guy uses regular conventional scissors, he says, that doesn't really cut that close. You know, how close could you get with a pair of scissors to your face? Not very close, right? So he says, that's for sure going to be mother. Tar, on the other hand, if a guy uses a razor, that goes to the root. That knocks it out, right? And then Misparayim can't tar. The Chassam Sofer, he doesn't speak this out, but Misparayim can't tar. You're going to have to say, what does that mean? That means that it's like an in-between. It cuts close, but not close enough that we can consider it a tar. So that's where the discussion in the Pais Gemara is, that considered a tar, is that not? Right, the shave of the label when he brings it down means there's certainly hair there that you could grab. Right? Even a misbarayim cane tire doesn't mean it's like a literally like a razor. Right? You can't shave with a razor, with scissors. It just doesn't work, right? So he says it certainly means that there's hair. Now the truth is that one could put up the argument that this is already before in the Rishonim. Because the Rivan on the Gemara over there, the Rivan says as follows, right? He says, the Gemara says, Talalaim al-Loy Sashkis, right? The reason why we need the word Sashkis is to tell us it has to destroy. He says as follows: Umisvarayim ina mashkisin, and he says scissors don't qualify as something that destroys. Shein chaytchin sar b'tzad ikar katar, because they don't get as close to the root as a razor. Now, if you were to ask me, if we stop right there, so the Ravon is telling you, but if you could come up with a contraption which is a scissor, but yet still manages to get to the root, then the halacha would be usur. No, I think it's pretty self evident. Next Rashi, next Ravon. Giluach sheish v'ashkasa derech legaleich way. It has to be something which is normal to shave with. Umashkis. And destroy behind the tire, that's a razor. Again, he puts the same two criteria. Sounds like it's happenstance. It happens to be that scissors don't manage to get as close as they need to be. So therefore it's mutter. Right? The Rivan seems to qualify the Gemara and he seems to giving his the logic behind it is that it's all a logic in depth. The longer it is, the better it's gonna be, the shorter it is, the closer you're gonna get to be violating the Issur Torah of a razor.
Sam is mutter.
Because Sam is nothing. It's not. It has to. It has to be Giluah.
And
Mr. Rhyme is normal way cutting. Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah. So now launching in. So now what's halacha with shavers? Right. So now again, I just as like a disclaimer, I tried doing research into the mechanics of how shavers work. It seems to be that the Pesachim are working. You'll see there is, towards the end, hopefully if we get to it, there is a tzad to another application of it. But the basic gist of how a shaver works is that you have a guard, and the hair penetrates the guard, and then you have a blade that comes in beneath the guard, and it cuts it. But when it cuts it, it's cutting it with the friction between the guard and the blade together. It's like a scissor-like action, right? Just happening very fast and very minute and very close to the skin, but it's like a scissor-like action. So that would... Pashtas come across to be Misparayim Kentar. It's cutting like a scissor-like fashion, but it gets extremely close to the skin. So the Chavetz Chaim in the Kuti Halachis, he already brings down. I have no idea what the shavers back then looked like, but I can pretty much guarantee you they don't look like what they did today. He says like this. He says... No. Shaver. Because a shaver really essentially is a razor blade that comes around. But the way they describe it, the way it works is that the hair penetrates the guard. The shield or the guard, whatever you want to call it, and it comes through and cuts it. So now the Chavetz Chaim says in the Kuti Halacha the Perek Makis, he says, "Vinei lefize ha-mashinka, ha-chadosh ha-shemesaprim ba." This machine, the shaver, right? He says, "Shemegalchim kitar mamish v'tolish asar legamri v'leinishim uma." He says this thing shaves your skin, it shaves you clean, right? To the skin, he says, "You v'utolish asar legamri v'leinishim uma." Hamasaper ba mezikna is someone who uses this to shave his beard. Lachayra over al mashakasev upazikalam leigalechu. V'shomer nafshe yichak v'zemioi. Right? Chavetz Chaim says someone who uses electric shaver, is at risk of violating an issur Torah, and therefore one should refrain. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says. The Shevet Halevi brings down that when the question of electric shavers was posed to the Chazon Ish was fire and brimstone against electric shavers. Fire and brimstone. He yelled that you're not allowed to use shavers, right? And he says, why not? He said, for this very logic that the Chassam Sefer brought down, he said, the Chazon Ish said, nowhere in the Torah does it say you can't use a razor, right? It doesn't use the word razor. It just gives you the qualifications that it has to be normal, has to be conventional, and it can't destroy. Now, the classic quintessential case is a case of a razor. That was the classic way of shaving back in the day, which had met both criteria. He said, but the Chazon Ish says, if you look at the Rishonim, before, and he brings this Rivan, and he brings a Ran, they all seem to say that if you could come up with a contraption which cuts in a scissor-like manner, but yet manages to get so close to the skin that it mimics a razor, he says, then you're going to violate an Issur Torah. And therefore, he says, Vimkei Mechoynes Anal Hutar Dairaisa Mamish. He says, using a shaver is using a razor, no difference. Guy's over 5 lavin every time he shaves, assuming you shave, right? He says, Umisparayim Kein Tar, which we mentioned earlier, and he says, this scissors, which is Kein Tar, which is almost like a razor, which is Mutar Al Pi Halacha, he says, what is that? He says, that is Achotach Samach, Hainu Shemeniach Amisparayim Samach Labasa. That's talking about a guy who puts scissors very close to his skin. Ach Ein Chaitach Samach Labasa Mamish. But at the end of the day, it doesn't really cut that close to the skin, right? In other words, he's saying that Misparayim Kein Tar is still leaving hair over, right? It doesn't, when one looks at it, one doesn't think that the guy shaved with, that a guy shaved with a razor. And he brings that in at the end, and he says that anyone who tries to fight this in halacha, right? You're going up against the Chazon Ish. He said, I personally had this discussion with the Chazon Ish. He says many times. He's like, the Chazon Ish is Aser. He says, there's nothing to talk about. He's like, everyone in the family knows the Chazon Ish Aser. And he's like, and I have no idea why the Chazon Ish refused to put this in writing. He said, the Chazon Ish, there's no documented tshuva or chiddush Torah from the Chazon Ish in regards to shavers. But he says that it's most certainly true. There's nothing, there's no way you could deny it. He says there's kama v'kama edim. Chazon Ish holds using electric shavers is an issur d'oraisa. One who uses electric shavers, no matter what it is, Norelco, Sheik, Remington, Bic, whatever you want to call it, you're either an issur d'oraisa, right? Shaving lady. Right? That's what the shaving lady. Then I found, I literally just saw this on Shabbos, the Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, right? Can't get much better. He's in America. He says, Al davar ha-machayin is giluach. He says, in regards to electric shavers, he says, Ein zeh chumra ba'alma. This is not just being guy being machmer if he doesn't want to use it. El dvarim sheish ben mamish. U'bovadai mechuyavim. He says, Dairi b'nei barak l'snaig al-pi ha-yoros poiskim da-hasam. He says, you're required to listen to it. He says, U'be'emes. He says, the truth is, he's telling his grandson, this was to his grandson who asked him about electric shavers. He was living in Eretz Yisrael all the time. He says, U'be'emes. Lo'yedaim gadol ha-amerika atiru la-hedja. He says, I have no idea if there's any real American gadol that matir shavers. I don't know. I guess he didn't hear from Moshe. Sheshosku, he says, be talking. He says, chances are more likely than not. Sheshosku v'nei shalai shalom. He says, they didn't answer because they were never asked, right? And they know they're in America. You don't ask, don't ask, don't tell, right? It's the don't ask, don't tell theory. That's what he says, right? He says, Chazal, the Rabbanim already know over here, right? No one listens to anything you say anyway. So I'm going to get up there and I'm going to say, Shrai, oh, don't use electric shavers. Everyone's going to use electric shavers. Mutim shi shaking out to be them, right? Better that they should be a shaking than to be missing. This is what he says. He says, and he says, he says, as technology advances, I mean, I don't know, when was he Nifter?
86.
So we're talking, right? And this is a long time ago. You know what I mean? This is 30-something years ago. Rabbi Yaakov already then was saying that the shavers then were already so advanced that he felt like there was no comparison to any shaver that they were discussing in Europe, and therefore one can't make a comparison, and he says that it's usher. They're all saying, so don't worry about it, we'll get to the Mikim, right? This is, we're just, I told you, we're just representing. Now again, Rishleim Zalman and Ali Chishleimah says the same exact thing, right? He says that, someone who uses electric shaver, he says, the only way it's going to be mutter is the kol shemagishim koitzi asaris b'mishmo shayad esh lahakol. He says that if after you shave, you're still able to feel hair when you rub your finger against your cheek, he says, then it's going to be mutter. Why? Because then, even the Chassam Sefer will tell you that that's not a razor. Because a razor means that it's so smooth, you can't even feel it. Right? So, what? Well, the Nitiyas Sivarim. Okay, but he himself, the Chassam Sefer in there, says Krisis Yad. That's how he learns Rashi. Okay, it means you can feel it with your finger. Okay. So, okay, so he says someone uses a shaver also near the Yeshlachash List of the Raisa. He says, seems like that you might be Ivernis of the Raisa. I'm just pointing out, I don't know how much you could be Medayik in Halicha Shleimo, but his Lashon over here is that Nira Diyesh Lachosh Lezer Daraisa. Sounds like he did have some sort of Havamina maybe to say that it's not, but he's leaning towards saying that, and therefore one should refrain. And he says a little bit, and then he says, I don't know where, I didn't see anyone bring this, I didn't see this documented, but apparently someone wanted to say such a Svara. Apparently someone wanted to come up with a Svara that even the shavers are mutter, because if you use a magnifying glass, you could see hair inside the hair follicle. Whereas if you use a razor, apparently it's like Lehaya Vele Nivra. It almost looks like it never existed. So he says, he says that if you use that it should be mutter, because if you use a magnifying glass, you could actually see hair there. He says, Ein lis v'chalzeh. He says, Ein lis l'chashi b'nith nzeh l'fi rois ha'ayin. Right? It goes by what the naked eye sees. If it looks like there's hair there, mutter. Doesn't look like hair there, usher. Nothing to talk about. Well, oh, yeah, okay. There's a Darkinim Masechim, then, right? Now, again, I'm just pointing this out because it seems like Rishleim Zalman did have a tzad to say that it's mutter, because they say that over the years when people used to bring him electric shavers to say that it was mutter or not, he used to say, Savik Daraisa Lechumra. That was his answer. Savik Daraisa Lechumra. And he told people, you could use cream. You could use the nair or whatever, the cream that burns the hair off. Right? That's what he said. And people used to complain, yeah, but it doesn't only burn the hair, right? If it's burning the hair, that means it's burning everything, right? So my face is going to burn. Okay, he's saying it's not true. Never tried, don't know. Yeah, but I'm just saying. He says, and his response to those people were, he says, it burns, better to burn in this world than to burn in the next. That was his response to them. Now, that's what it documented, right? So he said, and then it, they say at the end that in general, Rosh Chaim Zalman was very against the whole shaving thing, seems, right? He says that his immediate family, he used to try to encourage them to grow their beards out. This is what it brings down. He didn't like the whole concept of trimming, shaving, nothing. He wanted to leave your beard alone. And he used to tell his, it says, he used to tell his family that you should leave your face the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it. It was beautiful as is. You know, that's what it says. Leave it like the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. What? Oh. But he made it grow hair. So and then he says, they write in the bottom, that he says that he was always nishtayman. He said that they were living in a dar of that people that were trying to be machmer al pi halacha to get all the shittas. And he says it's famous that the Tzemach Tzedek held that you shouldn't shave at all because it's la'ilba, la'silvash. He's like, but no one seems to be chayz.
His machmer shouldn't trim.
Shouldn't even trim. And he says, but yeah, when it comes to the Tzemach Tzedek, no one seems to care, right? Every other chumra we can take. That's what he writes. Okay. Either way, so it's looking pretty gloomy, electric shavers. So the Ritzvi Pesach Frank, and this is documented in a few other tshuvas, he wants to give the following heter. Right now, the reason why I'm setting it up like this is because Ritzvi Pesach Frank seems to take this, he's positing like everyone else that the French, the logic between the three different levels is the length of hair. Right, each one is a little bit closer, Tar being the most extreme, Misbrai being the most, right, Lekula, Tar being the most Lechumra. But he says, nevertheless, he wants to say that a shaver should be Mutter. Why? He says, because being that a shaver has a guard on it, right? There's the guard, the shield, right? So he said, by definition, that means that the blade inside of it can't cut to the skin. It can't cut to the skin, he said, because there's a barrier there. It creates a barrier. So he says, by definition, that means that it's not as close as a tire could be. And therefore, he says, such a shaver is going to be mutter. That was the reason why he said it's mutter. Now, the Chelkas Yaakov, the postscript to this, that's what Ritzvi Pesach Frank writes in Hayat Tzvi himself. You can look over there. He gets involved in a whole different shayla of Grum over there. But in the beginning of the Shuvah, that's how he posits. Shavers should be mutter because there's a guard, there's a shield that creates a barrier. By definition, that means that it's not hitting the skin. The Chalkis Yaakov writes that post the Hayat Tzvi coming out, he had a discussion with Ritzvi Pesach Frank back and forth in letters. And he said that Ritzvi Pesach Frank, at the end of the day, started modifying his opinion. And he said, Ritzvi Pesach Frank, this is what he writes. He says he has the letters on them. He says it was in Tufshin Yud Beis. I don't know what year that was. If anyone can figure it out. In Tufshin Yud Beis, he had a, what? 52. 52 years ago? Or 1952? 1952. So in 1952, he had a discussion with Ritzvi Pesach Frank. And Ritzvi Pesach in those shuvahs said that as the years went on, he basically started telling people as follows. He said that if when you shave, afterwards, you can still feel something because that means there's a barrier. It's not cutting as close to skin as possible. He said, but if you push the shaver against the skin, that you see that even with the barrier, it seems to be very smooth. He says, then it's going to be awesome, right? So in other words, he's following this criteria. There's a shield. It's obviously not getting as close to the skin. But if you're going to push it and shove it against the skin, he says that he told people that that's vada going to be awesome. That is tar mamish. That is tar mamish. That's what the Hayat Tzvi says. That is tar mamish. The Chag Zev quote, you can look it up in our Chaim Simkor base. He brings down the letter from the Hayat Tzvi. That is our mamash. So the Hayat Tzvi is telling us that the heter is because it's short, but it's not as short. There's a barrier. But if you push it really close to the face and you put pressure, that it's going to cut so close, then it's going to mimic a razor. And even an electric shaver is going to be awesome in their eyes. Right? That is what the Hayat Tzvi wants to say. Now, the Chalkis Yaakov himself, in a different tshuva, he himself posits basically the same logic. First, he brings the Hayat Tzvi. And he quotes it from Shemitzvah Pesach Frank that you have this logic of the barrier that is clearly not as close. And he says, and then again, he requotes that same response that he had from that if you push it too hard, it's going to be usher. But then he himself wants to say that no, it's going to be usher. And it's going to be usher midaraisa. Why? He says, because the Mishnah in Nida told us, right? Going back to that Mishnah in Nida, we're talking about the two hairs. So he says, well, I'm sorry, but even before that. He says himself there's another concern. Before he even would get to his opinion, even in the world of the Ritzi Pesach Frank, he said there's a different concern as well. He said, if you push it, and he's like, sometimes, I never saw a shaver like this, I don't know, but this is 1952, so we're not going to ask questions, but apparently the shield was big enough that some of the skin could actually get pulled inside. That's what he said. Now he said, and in that, in which case, then it's for sure going to be a tar, because then you're not using a scissor-like fashion anymore, right? If this, once the skin penetrates the barrier, so the razor that's coming is going to cut it directly. Now, once you cut two hairs, you're over in deraisa. That's what they bring down. So he says that you have to be concerned, aside from a three pesach frank, that you push it too close, it's going to get very close to the skin. You have to be scared of the skin getting pulled in. So he said, but if you buy a shaver that has very, very small, holes by the shield, then it's going to be mutter. That's what he brings down. But he himself actually, at the end, they won't say that it's also, because the Mishnah and Nida told us there was three levels of hair. The smallest one being Krisas HaTziporim, which according to Rashi means you could feel it with your finger. So he wants to say, so he's saying that anything which is really less than that, he's saying is basically, he said, is an Isadari Raisa. Again, because it's going to be tar. Because the Chazal say that that's no longer called a hair. So even though you may technically be able to see it, he says, but since La Halacha, we don't qualify that as a hair, so that's called Hashchasa. That's called destroying. Because destroying means you take something which had the state of hair and remove it from what it's called hair. So if this, by halacha, is not defined as a hair anymore, your ivernis is deraisa, and it says you can't do it. At the end of the tshuva, he brings down, I don't know how he gets to here, which is, I don't know who wrote the bottom. On the bottom he also, but he basically comes out that if you use a Remington or Schick, is that right? The ones who use Remington or Schick, they should make sure that the holes are very small so there's no concern the skin will get pulled in. And he says, you should squeeze the skin of your face. I'm just telling you what he writes. So that, like this, to make sure that the hair, that your skin doesn't get pushed into the guard. And he says, then you can be semi on three pace of frame. So someone on the bottom, I don't know who it is, clearly not him, but someone on the bottom was Matmiya. He's like, he just finished the whole Maracha telling you that you could be over in this direction because it's very close. Then at the end of the tshuva, he somehow comes out Laheter. Right? So it's a little bit confusing. He has his own shtickle Torah, which maybe we'll get to momentarily. So that is retrieve basic frame. Now again, that is all following the line of logic that the discussion in the Gemara is length of hair. Then comes Ramesha, right? This is the legendary Ramesha. Ramesha was Matar Shavers. Ramesha takes an entirely different approach to the sugya. Entirely. He veers off and he says that everyone is misunderstanding the Gemara, right? He says the Gemara's differentiation between Mismarayim, scissors, and Atar has nothing to do with the fact of how close it is. It's all in the mechanism that you're using to cut the hair. Misvarayim, scissors, means by definition, it's cutting in a scissor-like fashion, right? And Atar, it means it's a single blade, which when you rub it against the skin, goes underneath and yanks all the hair out, right? Or cuts it out. So he says there's two different forms. And at the end of the day, he wants to posit. We'll see in momentarily there's a variation of this. It's very hard to understand, but this is how Rabbi Heinemann at least puts down Ramash Shita. That at the end of the day, when the Gemara qualifies Tar as the instrument that meets that two-point criteria, the Gemara essentially is telling you that the only means in which one could violate the Issa Daraisa is if he uses a razor. Anything but a razor is going to be mutter. Now, a razor doesn't have to mean it has to be called a razor. It just means a blade in which you could pull it in. But if it's cutting in a scissor-like fashion, even if it's Mismarayim Kain Tar, that's so close to the skin that it feels exactly mimics like a tar, he says it's going to be 100% mutter. That's what he says.
Shouldn't the Mishnah have said that?
That's what it's saying.
What?
You find out the very end of the Mishnah that
he's saying that.
Who? Well, I'm sorry?
You only find out the very end of the Mishnah that the Sar is really the only way you can transgress it. But so, according to that logic, the Mishnah should start off saying using the Sar.
No, because the beginning of the Mishnah is not really discussed. The beginning of the Mishnah is discussing the head, the Rosh, the different Sritas by Mace. There's going to be different derisas. You're going to be chayv 1, 5 together. That's not, but that is how Ramesha posits, right? And it's really. I mean, the Mega Gibbous Adam is Michael Shurkin, is his Talmud. He quotes Ramesha and he gives like a twist to Ramesha. I never heard this before. I know it seems very interesting. But, just for 1 minute. So now, at the end of the day, one of the big questions on Ramesha, which we'll get to momentarily, Mitzad the Gemara, but even Mitzad the Gemara, the Mishnah Nida that everyone asks, how could Ramesha tell you that you could use Mismarayim Kain Tar, that it could cut it so close and it could give you like a razor like feeling? The Mishnah says that anything less than that is not even considered a hair. So, Where's the logic behind that? That was the question that they all posed him. And what he responded, which is already predated in the Night of Yehuda, we'll get back to momentarily. The Night of Yehuda already says that that Mishnah is discussing strictly Paraduma, Tsaras, and Gedalim. That halakha of hairs does not apply anywhere else in the world. He says you can't make an application from that Mishnah to anywhere else in the world. And he says the Hagdar, the parameters of a hair in any other place in the world has nothing to do with that Mishnah. It could be even shorter than that and it'll be called a hair. And that is how the Night of Buddha himself answered that question. If you remember, the question was, the guy said he wanted to cut it with scissors and then come with a razor afterwards and cut it off. Night of Buddha says you can't do that. He says, because even though the Mishnah told you that less than that is not called a hair, you can't apply that Mishnah to everywhere else in the world. In halakha of shaving, that's still called a hair, even though it's less than that, the small shear there. And therefore, if you come with a razor afterwards, he says you're violating an Issa D'oraisa. That's what he says. So they all apply. They say that you see the Mega Givasan, Michal Shurkin himself also, that there's no question from the Gemara Nidan Ramayshin. Now he says, the way he quotes it, I have no idea what this means. I'll just read you the words. It's not up to me. But he says, he brings down this the guard, and then he says, Ulam Hagain Ramayshin says, Allah Sama Halheta Zebavad. Ramayshin wasn't just being Samech on the guard. El Hitri Mitam Achele Gamer, he had a completely different understanding. Dine Barama Mushulchan Aruch, Kosim Shirak Tarasa, right? Like we're behind him, was saying, at the end of the day, it's only a razor, right? Abul Derek Mashal, he says. If a guy takes two glasses, right, agulois v'sar bams, and you put a hair in between it, and you rub the two glasses together like this, and with friction, that you pulverize the hair, he says no one's going to tell you that that's awesome. They said that's how a shaver works. Shaver's not cutting; a shaver's grinding. Up to you, right? That's what he says, right? So Michal Shurkin says Ramesha was being matir shavers because they grind. That make sense to you? I don't know.
Think about blender. When the way that when it's actually cutting everything, it sits on there, it falls onto it. So when you have your shield and your hair goes through it, I see it as that.
All right, as long as you understand. I don't know. Right? He says that it grinds, and that's why Ramesh was being matter. At the end of the day, that is Ramesh's hatter. Now, initially, I think, personally, I'll tell you that initially when I learned the sugya, I had a very hard time understanding Ramesha. I thought that it was it seemed very, very off from what the Gemara seemed to say. The Gemara just gives a two-point criteria. The Torah never said razor. The Torah just said it has to be normal and it has to cut close. So it bothered me a little bit, like, where was Ramesha getting this criteria? Who cares whether it's scissor-like fashion or it's the razor? But the truth is, I think, I don't know, you could argue on me. I actually think, after I was looking into it, that the Rishayim are Mavur Klar like Ramesha. Now again, I'm going to loop back. We have a Ritva that started off, I brought this in the beginning. The Ritva, when he's discussing what's halacha misparayim keintar, right? He says it's mutter. Using scissors, that's keintar's mutter. Avomidus chasidim shalilasis kemenei chashad arayim. But don't do it because it's marasayim. Now I ask you, according to the Shevet Alevi, according to all those other people, misparayim keintar does not mimic a razor. It doesn't look like a razor, right? You can still see the hair. Where's the midas chasidus? Shalilasin, there's no marasayim on that. If a guy comes in with a scrub, we'll give him here 5 days in. We're going to, Marasayan, the guy shaves. What Marasayan? The guy has hair. He's not using a razor, right? He says, the Ritva says clearly, I think it's Midas Chasidish Loilasis Kemenech Shadarayim. That means he's telling you there's a problem when using Misparayim Kentar of Marasayan. Now, if you're going to tell me that there's hair left over after, whereas by a tire there's no hair, there's no Marasayan at least, right? So, that's for starters. And then, we had this Truma Sedeshin, which, by the way, the Ritva himself, right afterwards, quotes. The Truma Sedeshin says, when a guy uses scissors, make sure that the bottom doesn't move. Because if the bottom moves, then you're just going to end up cutting the hair like a razor. Now, the Truma Sedeshin doesn't make any distinction about the length of the hair. His whole discussion is, are you moving it in a scissor-like fashion, or is it cutting with a blade? It seems like the Pashtus Riyat Hillel Shani, you can look at the Truma Sedeshin inside, it seems like the Truma Sedeshin himself, when he's laying down the parameters, he's saying the difference in the Gemara is whether you're cutting in a scissor-like manner or you're cutting in a razor-like manner. So he's saying, so when you use scissors, make sure that the bottom doesn't move, because then you're going to end up cutting like a razor, right? It's very nice that you had a scissor on the top part, but it didn't help you, right? So that's awesome. So I think, in my personal opinion, the Ritva and the Truma Sedeshin, which is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, which means this is how Shulchan Aruch is learning the sugya, ultimately, he's learning that the difference between shaving and not razors and not has nothing to do with the length. It's the method in which you cut them. Is it through a scissor-like manner where it's two blades cutting it, or is it like a razor-like manner? Now, just at the end, I saw that that the Chuvas of Anhagis, Rav Moshe Sternbach, he brings the same, he's machmer at the end of the day. He says you shouldn't use a shaver, but he says at the end of the day, he says that Kanira is going to be totally on this machlokes. How do you learn the Gemara? Is the Gemara saying that we're talking about length, in which case a shaver is going to be aser, or is it talking about, he says, or is it talking about the method in which you cut it, which it will be mutter? That's what he says. But he says avada kol yer shemayim kol machmer, you should be machmer because it's suffik deraisa, so you should be machmer. Now just end off as in them to the end of this year. Rabbi Heidman says that the current shavers that we have nowadays, he says, pose a different issue. He says because even though Ramesha is of the opinion that if it cuts in a scissor-like manner, it's going to be mutter. He says the problem is, he says that as technology advances, the blades become so sharp. He said that many times when the hair goes inside the shield, it doesn't need that top part to cut it. He said it's so sharp that it cuts it even without the top, right? Which would mean then ultimately that it's no longer cutting like a scissor, it's cutting like a razor. So he said that it's a big problem. And regarding lift and cut, by the way, he writes that lift and cut works more in theory than in practice. That is Rabbi Heinemann's Lashon. You can look it up. It's on starkade.org. You can look it up, his tshuva. He says that it doesn't really work. It's just there for a sales point, but it doesn't really work, and therefore it's more in theory than in practice. But he said that what Ramesha used to do, apparently this issue, Ramesha was nervous about this. Now again, if it cuts in a razor-like manner and it cut two hairs, your ivernis is deraisa. So he says, what Ramesha used to do is that he used to pull out a hair the same way he would check the sheikhet's knife to see if it was sharp enough. He said he used to pull out a hair from his beard and put it against the blade and see if the blade was sharp enough to cut it. So he said that if it was sharp enough to cut it, then that means that it was sharp enough. So he said he used to do the similar thing with beards, which is what Rabbi Heinemann does today, where all the shavers that I use when I grew up in Baltimore and I brought it to him, that's what he does. He yanks a hair out of his beard and he puts it against he opens up the shield and puts it against with the blades. If the blades are sharp enough to cut it without him doing much, so he used to take a key out of his pocket and sit there and rub it around and dull the blades so that you wouldn't have that concern, and then therefore the only way it could cut is in a scissor-like manner. Okay, shkayach, everyone.